This episode of Voices of the Elephant is sponsored by DayCamp for Developers. Listen for a special offer at the end of this podcast. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, we're here today with Michael McLean. Michael, you work on a project that I don't know a lot of people know about called Cairo PHP. So let's talk a little bit about Cairo. And of course, my first question is, explain to us what Cairo PHP is and why PHP developers should be interested in it.
Sure. I'll give you a bit of background on it. Cairo is not a library that any of us wrote. It's written by the freedesktop.org project. And if you've used any of Firefox or GNOME on Linux, you'll already probably be using the library anyway, because it's what is used on those bits of software to handle all of the graphical rendering for the user interface in Firefox. Everything that you see there is all rendered by Cairo, the same for GNOME. A couple of people actually have developed were wrappers for that, so you could drive it from PHP. There was a Google Summer of Code project a couple of years ago, which resulted in one guy who wrote the beginnings of an object-oriented wrapper for it. And then Elizabeth Smith took over a lot of it and rewrote bits of it, and it's evolved into the Cairo extension that we see today. So basically, it's a vector graphics library for PHP for drawing, kind of useful for things like pie charts and all that kind of stuff, you know, anything that you would generate graphics for, rather than the kind of thing you'd use image magic for, like manipulating photos. It's not very good at that.
Okay, so let me clarify just so I understand. Cairo, the library itself, is used on front-end development for Linux desktops and things like that. The wrapper allows PHP developers to generate graphics. Now, is this for front-end use, or can they use this on the back-end to generate graphics that will be used on the website, on a website and things like that?
It's mainly for kind of back-end stuff, I would say. So you can generate PNG graphics is what I use it for most of the time. It'll also do a few other things like SVG and PDF and PostScript, if you fancy that as well. So it's fairly flexible. There's other outputs that we don't use for things like the X Windows system and for drawing to like Windows surfaces and stuff that aren't particularly relevant to PHP. Like I say, you can do things like PDFs and PNG graphics are the main ones.
Interesting. Thanks for that clarification. Okay, second question. What is your role in the project and how did you get involved with such a unique project?
Well, I'm just one of the developers on the project. There's three of us now that contribute a reasonable amount of code to it. There's Elizabeth Smith, who's kind of in charge. There's myself, who I joined about a year and a half ago, I think. And then there's another more recent addition, Mark, who's been helping us out. And so I got involved a couple of years ago by hovering around the PHP Pickle channel on FNet on IRC and attempting to find something that I could do, because I quite fancy getting into learning a bit more about how PHP itself works. And so at some point along that road there, Elizabeth popped up and recruited me, as she's quite good at. And so it went from there. She answered an awful lot of stupid questions in the beginning from me, but now I think I ask less of those.
Yeah, Liz is very good at recruiting for projects that she's passionate about. Okay, third and final question. Give us some examples of some real-world projects that have used Cairo PHP.
There's a couple of things I've done at work where we're rendering graphics, which are then to be displayed onto large screens on kind of public transport, which is quite interesting. It uses Cairo, and there's another extension called Pango that I've written, or it's around the Pango library that handles all the text rendering for that. So that was fairly interesting. There's, if you're aware of Zeta Components, they've got a very good graph library in there for drawing kind of bar charts, pie charts, all that kind of thing. I wrote, I sort of mutated the existing Cairo support in it to better fit our Cairo wrapper. And so it can use it, and you get the best output from it if you use that, I would say. There's other drivers for Image Magic and GD, but they don't look so nice. And then I've used it to generate PDFs and things like that as well, with the odd report in here and there. So I've got graphics and text all in the same PDF.
Interesting. Okay, well, I thank you for your time today. One last question I ask everybody. What is your local user group and the URL?
Well, actually, we don't have one in Glasgow yet. It's something I've been thinking about kicking off, but I've not quite had the time yet. But if anyone listening to this is in Glasgow or around about and fancies it, then let me know.
Excellent. Well, thank you again for your time, and thank you for everything that you do for PHP.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Voices of the Elephant. This podcast is copyright 2011 EICC Incorporated, and all rights are reserved. For more information on the podcast and to nominate someone to be interviewed, visit the website voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT. Day Camp for Developers is a one-day technology-agnostic online training camp for web developers. We cover the topics that you won't find at any other conference at a price that every developer can afford. Visit our website today, daycamp4developers.com, and reserve your seat for the next class. As a listener of Voices of the Elephant, use the discount code VOTE to save $10 off your ticket. Day Camp for Developers. Invest a day in your career.